Cecile Richards is one of the most powerful, accomplished activist leaders of her generation. She helped her mother, Anne, get elected governor of Texas. She was a labor organizer for migrant women, and she was the president of Planned Parenthood for over a decade. And she's a serious cook. So what do all these things have to do with one another? So hey, Cecile, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's great to be with you.
I'm so excited to talk with you. And I want to start, actually, I'd love to start with actually the author bio on the cover of your book. Because I'm reading it, and the last line of it is, she spends most of her free time baking pies. And I was really struck by it, actually, because it brought to my mind all these moments from the past where I remembered powerful feminist leaders seeming like they felt like they need to distance themselves from quote-unquote domestic things like cooking. And so what has changed, do you think, that leads you to think, yeah, the third thing I want people to know about Cecile Richards is that I'm a hell of a pie baker?
Well, I wish I'd given it that much intentional thought. And it probably just says that I don't have a lot of hobbies, right? So pie baking sort of as a default became something that, that I love to do, my kids love to do. And I think the older you get, the more you like to find things that you share with your children. We have a sort of annual Thanksgiving, almost pie bake-off. But I also, I grew up in Texas, and it's a place where food and having people over and cooking together was just such a big part of my upbringing. It was that was the culture there, which is very different from New York City, where I live now, where it does seem like most people use their stove as a place to store extra, shoes that they don't have room for in their closet. So it's funny. I feel like it's one of those things I've carried with me no matter where I've lived, is that a kind of a love of cooking and entertaining, if you will. It wasn't until I came to New York City that I realized people actually had other people come and cook in their apartments when they had dinner parties. I still haven't gotten over that. Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, it is weird.
It's very weird. That no one helps you do the dishes in New York because I guess they don't do them.
It's like not even built into the polite culture. It's like, what are dishes?
Right.
Don't they just disappear? Don't they go back into the rack and get rolled away?
Yeah, exactly, I guess.
But you didn't actually get into baking pies growing up at home, right? You actually learned to bake pies while you were organizing workers in a small town in Texas. Tell me about that.
I became an organizer. I started organizing garment workers right out of college and women who were earned the minimum wage, basically, or working along the Rio Grande border. And also, I mean, they didn't have any money. I didn't have any money. I mean, this was like really, really a super grassrootsy work, which I've done most of my life. And so cooking was sort of one of those things that you could do and have people over. I think it was a way of making friends and building community. One of the places I lived was Tyler, Texas, which is in Deep East Texas. It's more like the South than it is really the Southwest. And one of the most amazing pie places I ever had been was Cox's Grill, where you could get pie for breakfast, which I just thought was the most amazing discovery. And it wasn't even that the pie was great, but it was plentiful, and it was just something people did. And so I think I kind of got hooked.
Yeah. Let's talk about pie for a minute, like literal pie. Butter, shortening, or lard?
I'm sure I'm going to break a lot of hearts out there, but I am an all butter woman and I've tried it all. My favorite crust recipe is from Tartine, my favorite bakery in San Francisco.
They're amazing.
They are. And honestly, I tell all my sort of nascent pie bakers, folks who are just trying to learn, like, use this recipe. You cannot screw it up. And it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where I am, all butter.
Yeah. Actually, I think butter is great because, it has a little bit of...
I knew I liked you. I wasn't really sure what it was, but it just immediately I felt this chemistry. Yeah.
Another butter person. Well, I mean, I love lard.
Yeah.
Totally. And shortening, is fine. I mean,
it has its role.
Lardish.
It has its role.
But butter is great because it has a little bit of that water content. So when it bakes, it steams and actually puffs a little bit.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of glad butter's back.
Okay, but then filling.
Yeah. I'm a big fruit pie person, but I like a good lemon meringue. I'm a big pecan pie person. I spent many years in New Orleans, and I can cook almost everything that you can eat in New Orleans and would for the rest of my life. If you're on a desert island and it could only have one meal, what would it be? And it would definitely be a big New Orleans feast. I especially like cherry pie. I mean, also, who doesn't like pie? I'm sure there is someone. I may have even met someone, they just didn't have the heart to tell me, but I feel like it's just one of these great bonds you can make across, you know, I don't know, across the aisle, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I haven't really tried that yet, though.
At your next congressional hearing.
There we go.
Hearing,
I'm going to say, like, before I start, maybe everyone would just like a little bit of this cherry pie.
Yeah. So right now, we are in a super intense moment, maybe an existential moment in our politics.
Yeah.
You are obviously very busy because of that. This is sort of a weird question to be asked because we asked you on to our food show, but does it feel, does it feel trivial in this moment to be talking about baking pies? Like, should we?
I mean, we're all human beings. We have to live through this period. And I actually think it's really important that we retain our humanity now. And one of the things that has been interesting to me, I feel like people are recognizing that at a moment in which particularly the message out of some politicians is so divisive, and that I really think just speaking about fellow human beings in ways that seems to just dismiss their very existence or their right to exist, I think it's really important that we have other things that can begin to bring us together. Mm. One of the things I have felt so strongly and why I'm sort of traveling around the country now talking to women is I think we haven't been listening to each other very much. And I think a lot of politicians are, they're telling us what we should believe. They're not really listening to people. And I think that, you know, cooking, meals, eating, sharing food is something that is so basic to our humanity. And I think folks are kind of retreating to some of these really tried and true methods of being people together. So I love it. I think it's really important. And probably the most special times of my lifetime are when I remember being around the table with whether it was family or friends and cooking and enjoying food together. There's something that is just a common thread that runs through all of us.
Yeah. And I think eating with people is powerful emotionally. But I also think there's something particularly special about feeding someone. I'm a semi-new dad. We have an
congratulations.
Thank you.
We have you're going to cook a lot of meals.
That's exactly it. But like, we don't go out, right? Like,
no,
we're
exactly.
At home. And so I've been cooking so much more, just like daily food instead of like, oh, like cool project food or whatever. And what I've also begun to feel in such a powerful way is I've never felt important in my entire life until I started like feeding my daughter and knowing like, the act of my cooking this food and putting it in front of you and watching you spoon into your mouth, like that's keeping you alive right now.
Right.
And there's just something so profoundly human and humane about that experience of cooking for people.
Right. No, it's so, so satisfying. And, you know, it's reminds me of this. One of the things that that I do with my kids and my husband is every year we try to go someplace we've never been. And Last Christmas, we went to India for the first time because we'd been trying to wait till we had enough time to really spend a couple of weeks. And one of the last things we did was we went up to Amritsar on the border and went to the Golden Temple. A friend of mine, her family's from there. And we went and served at the Golden Temple kitchen, which is this free kitchen where they serve thousands and thousands of people every day. And it's almost completely volunteer run. Mm. You basically can just show up. So we did. And of course, no one there really spoke English and we didn't speak any Hindu, any languages that were being spoken. I remember sitting next to some women who had traveled for 2 days to get there all across India in order to serve. And we sat there and we rolled roti and we served people. And it was absolutely bar none the most incredible experience my kids have ever had in all of our trips. It was felt like we were in this community and people welcomed us and they just made a place for us. And anyway, it's something I'll never forget, but it is. It kind of speaks to what you're saying. This the basic act of feeding others and being in service to others through food is really, there's nothing quite like it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that, Cecile.
Oh my gosh. It was, I'll never forget it. One thing, though, I should tell you, since you're a new dad, I didn't realize that. I mean, this is just one of my rules, which is, I mean, at least I said before my kids left home and went away to college, there were three things they had to know how to do. One, deep fry, because this is a dying, it's a dying art, I think, you know, for us Southerners. They absolutely had to know how to make a good pie crust, which they're all more than capable of doing. And the third is be able to fry a tortilla into a good chalupa, because that's another thing that just too few people in America really understand.
I love that the three things you made sure the kids knew, like two of them were deep fry related.
Hey, well, you know what? You'd be surprised how many people you're going to meet in New York who don't know anything about deep frying. It's a crime.
No, this is actually a legit thing, because I never deep fry at home. And now,
just invite me over. You know what? I think I can. Okay. I can give you some tips.
Ronan, thanks so much for coming in, Cecile.
Thanks for having me.
Cecile Richards' book is called Make Trouble: Standing Up, Speaking Out, and Finding the Courage to Lead. And after hearing her talk about pie, if you feel the urge to start baking, we put together a list of some of our favorite recipes at splendidtable.org.